We're talking about working past traditional retirement age on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. About one in five Americans who is 65 or older is still setting the alarm and heading into work each day. And that is the highest percentage in more than half a century. As more and more Americans delay retirement, that has implications on the people who fill their jobs once they do retire. And it says quite a bit about financial security. According to a recent Associated Press survey, almost a quarter of Americans say they plan to never retire. And it isn't because they just love their job so much. The U.S. faces a retirement crisis. Do you consider yourself an older worker? What's your job? How long have you been in that position? Do you plan to retire soon or ever? Join in the conversation at any point here, 800-642-1234. Abdur Chaudhry is an emeritus professor of economics at Marquette University. Abdur, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you for having me back in your program.
Why are older workers delaying retirement? What are the big obstacles you're seeing?
There are a couple of reasons why older workers are working longer years compared to, let's say, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. First, obviously, life expectancy has gone up, so people are working longer. Second, the baby boomers are more educated than, let's say, the previous generation. So as a result, they're also working more. And third, and I think the most important reason is because of changes in Social Security benefits and other welfare benefits, people do need to work longer in order to make ends meet.
So we're generalizing here, but, and you didn't list this off, but do baby boomers want to keep working, or do older workers need that steady income?
Both. In cases of some people, obviously, they need that extra income because of changes in Social Security benefits, because they're living longer. And second, some baby boomers do want to work for longer years.
More than 25 million Americans who are 60 and older are considered economically insecure, and that data comes from the National Council on Aging. How much of this delaying retirement is due to income inequality? How does that factor in?
That is also another factor. What we have seen in the U.S. Over the last 20 years is that income inequality has increased, while we have seen a huge increase in income in the top, say, 1% to 10% of the population. The lower quantile of the population has seen their income go down, and there is also some racial element in it. So as a result of that income inequality, we do see some people have to work longer years.
We've seen, of course, the decline of pension plans and even pensions that are facing economic problems that they can't pay out. Do you think this is contributing to what people are calling a retirement crisis?
Sure, it is. Many corporations have cut down on their pension plans in many different ways, and that is affecting many older retired workers. Some of them have to go back to work. Some of them have to take a part-time job. Especially in case of health insurance, we have seen a cutback in many corporations' pension plan. So that has really affected the older generation.
When you talk about the changes to Social Security benefits, what are you seeing there?
We do see some changes where, the cost of living has gone up. The Social Security, although it's indexed to inflation, the Social Security benefits, it's not keeping up with the increased cost, especially medication cost, for example. That's one of the things that comes out. Medication cost has increased significantly. So that has forced many retirees to, let's say, go back to work, or many older workers to delay their retirement.
We're looking at why many Americans are working well past traditional retirement age with Abdur Chaudhry. He is an emeritus professor of economics at Marquette. You can join in this conversation, 800-642-1234. Are you a business or organization that currently employs older workers? Or are you older than 65 and working full time? Do you find challenges working at your age? Do you find yourself working because you want to, or are you saving for retirement? retirement? Do you wish you could have saved more in the previous years? Join in with your story, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Abdur, how are baby boomers driving our U.S. job growth? What are you seeing there?
Baby boomers have been the mainstay of the U.S. labor force. Baby boomers basically who have been born between 1946 and 1964. They are now in their 60s and 70s. So, as I said, the older generation of the baby boomers, they are staying longer in the labor force. So they are, to some extent, influencing the labor force growth.
Let's bring in Jeff now from Appleton. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. What is your situation?
Well, I'm nearing 50, and I got about 10, 12 years left in me. But the reason I'm in that situation is because I've saved. Retirement is, it's not a short term. It's not a big lump sum going in somewhere. It's small amounts going in every week. And I hear a lot of on the show so far, it's this reason, this reason, this reason, this reason. And the biggest reason is because people simply haven't put off the wants of today for what they know they're going to need when they get older. It's a long-term game, a long-term game. And if you're not putting the money away, you're not going to have it.
So, Jeff, you exercised that fiscal responsibility very early on. Were you adding to a retirement savings from a company like 401k, or where were you putting away dollars for retirement?
I put away both into my 401k, and I also saved extra money on top of that. It's something it's a known thing. You know you want to retire, and if you don't prepare for it, you're not going to be able to do it.
Do you find that you have any concern about the markets, that your money is tied into the markets and they can go up and down? There could be a crash. How do you buffer yourself from that?
Just about every 401k plan they have, you can either do self-directed or they have plans where you can put it into a high risk, mid, low risk. In my situation, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to be starting to transfer into a low risk, where I won't be risking the big swings of the market.
So you really target for your age group. Yeah. Well, yeah, Jeff, thank you so much for explaining your situation on target for retiring right around age 62. Abdur, you know, it sounds like he really had that financial restraint early on in order to be able to retire around 62.
Yes, he is in a good situation right now. But what we have seen nationally, as you know, in the U.S., we don't save as much as we should. It's a consumption-oriented society. We don't save as much as, say, countries like Japan or Western Europe. We have one of the lowest savings rate, which hovers around 5%. So since we don't save much, so as he pointed out correctly, that you know, during time of retirement, we don't have a big nest to take care of ourselves.
Well, let's place economics aside for a moment. There are some people who pursue their passion in the second half of their life. They go after what are known as encore careers. Do we have any sense of who is working to keep doing something they love rather than trying to afford to live?
Yes, we do. In fact, the Bureau of Labor Statistics keeps some numbers on that, and we do see a significant proportion of the labor force basically continue to work because they like their job, they like what they do, and that's one of the motivation for them to continue to work. So that's a significant portion of the labor force.
What are the benefits of having older workers in the office, in the workforce?
There are some benefits. There are also some costs involved. Benefit, I would say, is the experience. Because they have been in that job or in other jobs for a long period of time, they have that experience which can help the incoming new workers. So the experience, I would say, is the big plus.
Go ahead.
on the negative side, obviously, companies where they're working, they do see an increase in health costs, for example. That's one of the costs that companies have to look at. Health cost goes up because of the older people in the labor force. So there are both pluses and minuses.
What about training and keeping skills current? Is that a cost?
That is a cost. And what we have seen from various studies that because of the older people in the labor force, productivity has gone down slightly. So that is a problem for many corporations. So what I have seen in case of many companies, they have retraining programs to train people to get the skill that is required for the job that they're doing. So there are some training programs that companies have.
Why do we see waning productivity or a slight drop in productivity?
That is something that we have seen in the U.S. economy for some time right now. Productivity has gone down slightly. It's possible that older workers are not as productive as, let's say, younger workers. That may be one reason we have seen that happen.
We're talking about retirement and why many Americans are delaying it past 65, what this means for how our workplaces get along across generations. Abdur Chaudhry is an emeritus professor of economics at Marquette, and he stays with us. Are you an older worker who is unemployed? Have you struggled to find a job because of your age? Why did you leave your prior position? Do you find yourself working because you want to? How has staying at work changed your life in your 60s or in your 70s? Join in this conversation any point here, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network. We're looking at what happens as more Americans postpone retirement. It is the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And over the past few decades, employers have shifted the financial risks of retirement onto workers. More than half of workers now have no workplace pension of any kind. And then a survey out from the Associated Press says almost a quarter of Americans say they plan to never retire because they don't have enough money to live on in an old age. So how does this impact our workplace? Do you see this where you work? Will you ever retire? We're at 800-642-1234. Abdur Chaudhry is an emeritus professor of economics at Marquette, and he stays with us. Let's bring in a call now. Val is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Val.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Chaudhry. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what is your vantage point, Val?
My question is, I was wondering, aside from not setting aside enough money to retire on in their, you know, in the older years, what your guest thought is on cutting overhead expenses and suggesting that a lot of people who are on limited incomes who have not set aside money for retirement, getting roommates to cut those overhead expenses. If that is something that is, you know, I think it's a viable option, and I'm just wondering how many people he meets or talks to end up going that route.
Yeah, Val, can I ask a little more personal? What does your retirement outlook look like?
I had a 401k, and I had around $25,000 in it, and then the stock market tanked, and I lost it all.
So what does that mean for you today?
I have a small savings, but like most Americans, I live PTP,
paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. Val, thank you so much for bringing that. Abdur, what can people do to cut down on their living expenses? Are there some creative solutions that you can put to use in those older years?
Thank you, Val, for your life story. This is a real problem that many retirees are facing or would-be retirees are facing. They haven't saved enough during their working age, they they were spending money on conspicuous consumption. So obviously, you do have to look at your expenses, cut down unnecessary expenses, and basically you have to make your budget and follow that budget on a regular basis. So you have to be very, very careful about how you spend money, where you spend money, and you should try to save as much as possible for the retirement years.
Abdur, you're an emeritus professor. When did you decide to retire, and how did that decision come to be?
Actually, in my case, I retired in 2018, about a year ago. And to be honest with you, the main reason I retired was I wasn't enjoying my job as I used to. And I could see that myself. So then that's when I realized that, you know, maybe it's time that I try to do something else. So currently, I'm not working full time. I work part time for an investment firm, and basically, I'm enjoying my time right now. So,
yeah, it sounds like you needed to switch. You needed a switch, and that really was the decision that helped you know it was time to retire from what you were currently doing.
Yes. Yes, as I said, I realized that I wasn't enjoying what I was doing, and also, to be fair, my university came out with some retirement incentives last year, so I thought, you know, this may be the good time to retire.
Let's bring in Sam now, joining us from Madison. Hi, Sam.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think a big issue is the lack of pensions. And the idea that we have to follow our dreams. I'm giving up running my own business to take a union apprenticeship mainly because of the pension. So I have a chance to retire.
Because this pension is drawing you to not work for yourself, but work for a major company?
Yeah, to really get involved with the union.
Okay.
They offer an apprenticeship or offer a pension that's really great. And it's sad that that isn't, you know, an option for a lot of people anymore.
Sam, so it's really kind of guiding where you go next in terms of what that offering is. And a pension is really, you know, attracting you to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to be able to retire eventually. I'm 26 and I need to start, you know,
Abdur,
getting that figured out now.
Yeah, Abdur, what does Sam need to be thinking about at age 26?
Yeah, he has long years ahead of him. So I think he has moved to a new job where, you know, he has a pension plan. He may want to save a little bit extra every month in addition to what he contributes to the pension plan. And that will provide him with a big nest when he retires a couple of decades from now.
Let's bring in Joel in Middleton. Hi, Joel.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. One of the contributing factors that are leading for people to stay in the workforce a little longer is that their children are staying home longer. They're not moving out at 18, 21. They're staying home until their mid-20s, early 30s now. And for every year that they stay home, it's an added expense for the parents to continue on supporting them. And another thing is health. A lot of people in America are obese, and they have a lot of health issues long before they retire. And they end up staying in the workforce just to maintain health benefits to help compensate for further medical expenses as well, because Medicaid can only cover so much, and the quality of the care that they receive is not adequate. So those are huge contributing factors.
Well, Joel, thank you for bringing those factors to the table. Abdur, starting with adult children living at home, what economic impact do you see there?
Yeah, that's a good point that he has raised. We do see younger generation staying longer at home, as he pointed out. So obviously that puts some added pressure on their parents. So that's also one factor that forces them to work longer hours, longer years. And also, as I mentioned that earlier, that increased health cost is also another contributing factor. And that we have seen in many places, where what we have seen is many companies are cutting down on their pension plans. They're reducing the health benefits that provide the retirees. So as a result, many workers are deciding to work longer years rather than retire.
Let's bring in John in Preston, Minnesota, with thoughts on this. John, good morning.
Yeah, hi. A lot of these conversations I'm hearing, I feel like we're kind of missing the point here. And really, the fact is that American workers are more productive than they have been in decades. And for the most part, wages are stagnant. I mean, wages aren't stagnant for the 1%, or actually for the poor people, their wages have been increasing through things like the fight through 15, but it's not because of some ambivalence through corporations or the capitalist system. And so we sit here talking about, oh, how can we be more efficient or save more money, or how can workers do more? Or, you know, and that's not really what the problem is. The problem is we don't get paid enough.
John, we have to stop right there. But John brings up income inequity is at the root of this, Abdur.
Income inequality is a big problem in the U.S. As I mentioned earlier, we have seen income inequality increase, and it has increased more across racial lines. So income inequality increase has been a big problem for especially people with lower income. They have seen, as he pointed out, real wages have not increased. If you look at the last 10 years, real wages has been relatively flat, and that has affected low-income workers.
Well, as we wrap up here, 65 is the traditional retirement age. Should we consider a new retirement age for America?
I would say yes. Now, life expectancy has gone up significantly. People live longer. And so I would say a retirement age can be increased from 65 to, let's say, high 60s or low 70s.
Abdur, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your program.
Abdur Choudhury is an emeritus professor of economics at Marquette. Just ahead, researchers at UW-Madison have uncovered a new reason why the brain requires sleep. We'll get into that. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.